TJW Mobile.
KN4 TFW.
How are you doing?
I'm trying to make my way back to the house in the rain.
To get across White Hampton without waiting in a long line on the backside of CVS. Trying to find a path to get there from here that doesn't involve waiting 30 minutes just to cross White Hampton.
That thing's starting to get ridiculous.
It's behind all of the buildings. You can go up and down those back roads till you find an opening. They'll let you at least get on the road going one way. You might have to get on going one way and then do a U-turn to go back the other way. There's a red light on the other side a half hour ago coming over to CVS to pick up a prescription. And I watched the truck go through the parking lot and got out on White Hampton and went towards Spartanburg and then made the red light and did a U-turn and went back toward Greenville. All while I was just sitting there watching. He started in the parking lot at CVS and wound up going toward Greenville on White Hampton in the end. But I watched him do a bunch of zigzagging to get there.
Go out the back side of CVS and go on down to the red light across from Target and go that way.
They're near the gap, near the car wash, right?
Yeah, Roger.
Going toward Greenville, I went towards Spartanburg, and then up there at the same red light, I went the other way and turned against the traffic to come up Super Road.
Did that, came out beside the car wash. She was second in line. The light turned green. The car went in front of her, and she was a little bit late, and a car just blew the red light, went right between them.
Oh, no, that's scary. That sounds like what happened to that mother and daughter that got hit by that one up in Lyman that tried to do that, and she didn't make it. She was doing like 70, 80 miles an hour. Killed all three of them.
People just ain't paying attention. You know, two lanes stopped, and the third lane just never stops, doesn't notice.
When it's crowded like that and people can have other things on their mind. I know, White Hampton's the new Welford? No, what was the name of that road over there? Woodruff Road. White Hampton's the new Woodruff.
At the right time of day, I mean, I've been stopped in traffic all three lanes at the Applebee's waiting on the red light up there at the QT.
You know what? There's no way to get around that unless you turn around and go back toward Benson, and then you take Memorial Drive Extension and take it over to 290. That might be a way to get around it, but that's a long way to get around it.
Get down, so you can't tell from Benson if it's going to be backed up, and you've already passed Memorial. So when you get to the red light there at Applebee's, that's Tryon, you can take a right. It takes you back over to Memorial Extension, and then take a left, and then I take that, go to the four-way stop, and it comes out over there at that Taylor's Beach Shed there on 290.
Creative ways to get where we need to be without having to sit forever. But I guess there's a lot of people that are just content with sitting forever. Sunroof would open up, and four fans would come out the top, and then they would unfold down beside each door, and they would just lift the car up off the road, and you just fly to where you need to be. That's what I'm doing while I'm sitting there waiting on red lights for, seems like forever.
Or into a drone, right? Yeah, I was on, that made it all the way to the Peach Shed, and it was backed up from there all the way to the Ingles. So I just turned down 101. Went to that first street and came up beside the church and went right across.
You can do that. I remember when I was a kid, I was in my sister's Pinto. She had a yellow Pinto. I think it was a 74. I can't remember. Anyway, I was in her Pinto, and I was coming up 291, and I told my buddy, hey, watch this. And I was going to cut through the Brindle's parking lot. And on 291, up before it gets to East North Street, and cut down behind it and go up East North Street, not have to wait on a whole long line of traffic from Brindle's all the way up to East North Street on 291 going toward Red Lobster. And so I was cutting through that parking lot, not having to go through that red light, not making good time till this man's fender pulled out right in front of me. And there was no way to stop. Bam, I hit him right in the side. That was one of those, hey, watch this moments.
Now I just sit back and just don't get in a hurry. It's just not worth it. I was right here on Wade Hampton, almost to 14. We'd all stopped short to let a car turn, get onto a side street, and the car come flying up the emergency lane. There, boy, he T-boned him, and then he veered him off, and he went through all three lanes and hit somebody in each lane. It was a catastrophe.
Insurance bill. Hopefully nobody got hurt. There's nobody got hurt in mine, except I learned a valuable lesson. Just wait. Don't get in a hurry. I had to fix her car myself, and my insurance fixed the other guy's car. And it was the longest time she drove around with a fender with paint on it because I couldn't find the right color of yellow. It would have been a whole lot easier just to go up to that red light and turn right.
A lot more time, right?
Time and money, yeah, because the cops had to come out there. That's how you learn, I guess. We learn by our mistakes.
You got that right. KN4 TFW.
No, because I am back home now, out of that, I would have waited till tomorrow, but I got other plans for tomorrow. But anyway, I'll talk to you later. Enjoy your evening. KN4 TFW 4DJW.
We'll catch you later on down the log. KN4 TFW 73.
4 ZLK Mobile.
Aaron.
Headed into work. Hope you're well today.
I wouldn't want to be headed into work right now. Man, the weather's going to be bad. You better be careful out there.
Yeah, I saw that. It's part of it. I got a question about the parks on the area. Haven't you worked a lot of them?
Honor.
Last week on CW just to kind of help make some contacts and get my work on my CW skills, but I couldn't find this. I have a question. I couldn't find an answer. Is it somebody's at a park and they switch bands? Does it matter? Can you work? I mean, obviously you can work them, but does it count for you or against you, or does it matter?
Bands, you get credit for having a new band, same park.
I thought so. I couldn't see that anywhere. There's not a lot of rules. That's kind of why I like it. It's not, you know. It's kind of a fun thing to do and easy to make some contacts.
Your skills, you know, breaking a pile, seeing if you can get in there or not. Now, but there's a, let's see, if I go to, like, if I go under there and because I registered or whatever and go under my stats, it'll tell me how many parks and what frequencies and what bands and everything.
I registered and they log it for you. It's real nice that, you know, the activators do all the logging and they keeps track of your stats. So that's pretty cool. Okay. That makes sense. I was just a question I had, and I figured you might know the answer.
Yep, 350 parks right now.
I'm just about 35, I think. Somewhere around there, doing 3 or 4 a day, or I think I got 5 today and 6 yesterday. So it's fine because, you know, like, it takes a few minutes. First of all, you got to find him and then hear his call. I'm trying not to look at the screen. I'm trying to wait to copy the call so that I don't cheat that way. You know, if I look at the screen, then I know what I'm looking for. I'm trying to make it as much of a learning process as I can, because it'd be easy just to hunt, write down the call that's already on the frequency and then tune it in.
I mean, I try to listen, but sometimes he'll have such a pile up and it'll be a while before he throws out his call.
But it's been fun, so a good way to make some, you know, fairly simple contacts and get the rhythm down.
Real good for CW.
you know, add a little bit extra if you want. You know, you don't, there's some guys are sending their name, some guys send the park number. You know, you can, some send a greeting, you can send a greeting back, whatever. It's not like restricted. They're not looking for somebody to follow. You know, they're not trying to do a contest where they're competing for points. They're just having fun.
Although I heard that they're having a contest first week in June, it'll be a contest for all of them to compete.
Maybe I'll have my skills up a little bit better by that time.
Not CW, but I know there's some of them that are really impressive on voice.
I'm focusing on CW. I've filtered it out where I'm just seeing the CW spots, you know. Anyway, and then it is fun to try the different bands, see if I can. I had one station I worked, I could barely hear him. I mean, it was way down in the, really wasn't even any noise. He was just really quiet, but we were able to work each other, so that was kind of cool.
Did a good one last Saturday, I think. I got him, he was in Paris Mountain State Park, and I got him on 20 meters.
Well, there's a station that lives out near 6 Mile. His name is Jack. He's got like a 150-foot tower. I've heard him, I've talked to him on 20 meters, like we were, almost like we were talking on FM. I mean, it was really that clear. And then later I've heard him, and I can hear the other station, and I know it's Jack that he's talking to because I heard his call, but I could barely hear his voice. I wouldn't have recognized him if I didn't hear the other guy identify him.
Usually I had the hardest time getting the, you know, when there's a contest, like I tried to do that 13 colonies, the hardest one was South Carolina.
KP2HXS.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I'm surprised you recognized me. I spoke a little too fast, I thought. What, are you heading into work?
It wasn't that you spoke fast. It was I haven't talked to you in a long time, so I knew your voice sounded familiar. Yeah, I am headed to work. N4ZLK.
Keep out there. Got some good winds coming. The other station, pick it up. This is KB2HXS.
Hey, good to hear you, Dave. KN4 TFW.
Good afternoon. A pleasure. Just, are you out driving around, too?
No, I'm trying to make it home without taking too many detours for traffic. And it's tough today.
Oh, yeah, we're under, from what I saw on the Weather Channel on my tablet, we're under a wind watch of 3, tornado watch of 2, and a hail watch of 1. So I guess take that as it is. It may change. I haven't checked it in the last hour or so.
Here tonight, Shane.
Yeah, corrugated side trailers today, so that the wind can blow right through them, and it won't have any displacement or sail effect or whatever. That's a joke.
Double a double.
Driven in anything like when you get those straight line winds that 50, 60 miles an hour that last for a long time, but I don't know. I've been in some gusty winds, but it hasn't been that bad yet, so I don't know. It's just part of it. You know, I've seen those videos where trailers get blown over from that kind of wind, but we don't have that here, so I don't think it'll be that bad.
In Colorado, the trucks, they'd go up the pass, and as soon as they get to the top of the pass where the mountain wasn't blocking it anymore, they get blown over.
Oh, and you heading to Spartanburg first?
Still on the way in, though. I'll be headed to Spartanburg about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Ooh, that's supposed to be the worst of it. Be careful.
Appreciate it. And then the wind is going to change directions sometime during the night from a southwest to a north wind, north-northwest. So it's probably going to get chilly there for a little bit.
Hey, guys, I made it to the house. I'm going to say 73, Dave. And Shane, you guys be safe out there tonight. Maybe I can catch you on somewhere's down the log, KN4 TFW, 73.
Hey, okay. 10-4 TFW in the group, KV2HX says, well, I'm going to have the radio on as long as I can, Shane, so I'll keep it here. And if you run into any problems, give me a holler.
Good evening. Good weekend. Yeah, Dave, if I need you, I'll call you, and you can come out and help me out, all right?
Absolutely.
I knew you'd be there.
I'm serious. You know, that's one of the things I did up on Long Island. That was part of the Aries Races group up there. And, you know, we helped some people out, you know, in the storms and stuff. And, you know, and especially in the wintertime with snows and stuff, I've gone to dig people out. Trust me. It didn't bother me.
In places where you get a lot of that, there's a lot of people that help out like that. But I do switch over if the weather gets bad. I do monitor the weather frequency, the whatever they call it, 145.47 repeater, I think it is. Just kind of keep an eye out or keep an ear out to where things are happening.
K9OH, 145.470, yeah. That's a good little system. It's got a nice little setup there. But, yeah, even back in 04, when we had Francis and Gene come through, when Gene came through, I was on my way back, and I dropped a load in, I think it was in South Carolina, and I was empty. I pulled into a Walmart in Georgia, and I hadn't put a pallet of water on my trailer and drove it on down to Vero Beach because everybody's out of water. Came home and gave out water.
That. You didn't get a whole truckload?
No, not one bitch. The guy was funny. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I pulled into a Walmart, the closest Walmart I could find, and it was a pallet of water sitting by the front door. I said, I want that on that, and I pointed to my trailer. The guy was like, what? I go, put that pallet on my trailer. I opened up my big barn doors on the side, and I had them put it right in the middle, and I got my decking bars out and, put up, I had, plywood to build decks and stuff inside the trailer, and I blocked it in so it didn't fall, and drove it to Vero Beach.
I know they appreciated it.
Oh, yeah. But that was, it was funny because I rolled into the ag station there in the top of Florida, and the cop looked at me like, where are you going? I said, I'm going home. I had to show my license to get into the state. And he told me, he said, you put that truck in top gear and go 80 miles an hour and don't stop for anybody. Go home. I laughed. I'm like, oh, my God. He told the wrong person that.
Mugged or something?
No, he just wanted me to make it home before the storm hit real hard down where I live. So he just told me, put it in top gear and go. Don't stop. I'm like, okay, you got it.
That's funny. You pull in the driveway and you got 29 patrol guys behind you with the blue lights. Why didn't you stop?
Hey, the guy in the ag station told me not to. Yeah, that was a fun trip home. You see the line of cars from miles leaving the state, and I was rolling in. Yeah.
I'm going to be going the other way and all that traffic.
Oh, heck no. Yeah, I got to the shop, and it was right before the storm hit, and the way the building was, you pull up the front driveway, and you come around the right side of the building. We had all the straight trucks and trailers tucked up real close and tight, you know, so the wind would go over the top. Man, that was a bad storm. Man, that ripped the roof off the building. A couple of panels hit the top of my tractor. Man, took one of my mirrors off the truck.
So bringing a load in from out of state, and you were from out of state, would they have made you turn around or go somewhere else for the duration?
Probably, because I lived, I mean, heck, I don't think any of the van lines would let anybody in the state anyway, you know. I had, when I was, I hauled some stuff in when Francis was coming through, and I got yelled at by all my customers, like, hey, I need my stuff. I'm like, well, you call Allied and tell them to release me. They will not release me. We're under a state of emergency. I cannot move my truck. It's illegal. KB2HXS for ID.
That okay? Yeah, I was wondering how that worked. I've never had to deal with that.
By the legal practices of Allied, and you know, if there was a state of emergency, they wouldn't let us even drive the truck anywhere. you know, I was at a safe haven. I was at our office in Zero, and I couldn't move the truck. It was just tough. Nothing I could do.
They thought about it, but it makes me wonder what, like, UPS does down there when they have kind of, when they have something like that going on. I guess they just shut down, too.
Really, I mean, I wouldn't want to be out there in a storm like that. Heck no. Taking my own life. I told a customer one time, I was loading up on Long Island, and the customer says to me, he says, well, I make it down to Florida in 19 hours. And I told him, well, I'll see you in about 3 to 5 days. He goes, what? I go, I'm not allowed to do that. What are you talking about? You know, and they have no ideas about logs and legality of the truck drivers. That's why you have a delivery spread of, like, you know, a 5 to 10 day delivery spread. I can, you know, I can deliver inside. But I'm not going to, I told my customers, like, look, there ain't nothing on that trailer that's going to go bad. Nothing's going to spoil. I'll make it there when I get there.
I believe that somebody wouldn't even, not even knowing the regulations, you would think that the truck could get there just as quick as your small car.
You know, you and I being truck drivers, we understand the laws. We're a lot of, you know, people that don't drive trucks and not in the industry, they don't understand that. Those with trucks are the same, and it's not.
They think they can stop in the same amount of time based on the way they cut you off and hit the brakes to make a right turn.
That happened more than once to me.
Time. They tell us not to drive fast and, you know, do the speed limit if, you know, at all possible, but don't be tailgaters, don't change, you know, chasing bumpers, that kind of thing. Just, if you need to slow down, slow down and make sure you get there safe.
My customers, too, I tell them, see the tractor? See that bunk on that tractor? That's where my butt goes when I get tired. You know, I don't push it. You know, and I was usually, you know, either a middle lane or a right lane bandit. I wasn't out in that left lane too much. I just, you know, I knew my limitations.
Not that way. I'll tell you what, some of those guys will ride, they'll ride bumpers of little cars. It's going downhill. Line of traffic in front of them, and they're right on their tail. Like, and there's no way they could stop if something happened.
I didn't play that game. I never had a wreck. I mean, I never, you know, I never got entangled in stuff like that.
Work on wood. Hopefully, I'll be the same. So far, so good.
Just like I say, you gotta, you know, safety is yourself. You know, you gotta be safe to your own self. You know, you got to have your eyes everywhere behind that steering wheel. You just can't stare out the window. You got to have, you know, look in the left mirror, right mirror, front. Left mirror, right mirror, front. That's what I was taught.
Yeah. List of do's and don't, or do's that we're supposed, you know, things we're supposed to do, and we've got to quote it every few months. We've got to write it down or quote to somebody like that.
Well, listen, Shane, let me let you go. I'm going to listen from a distance here. I'm going to keep the radio on as long as I don't have lightning in the area. So I will catch you later. Have a good evening and be safe. N4ZLK, KB2HXS.
Have a good evening. Enjoyed it. KB2HXS, N4ZLK Mobile.
K1RD, K1JOP.
LP, AA1RD, back to you. Hello, Rick.
I'm talking to you on my Flexbook here, just using the built-in speaker and microphone on the laptop. How do things sound? You sound good here.
Your bullets sound good as well, Rick. No problem at all. I think your audio levels are fine for EchoLink. Good to hear your voice. How you been, my friend?
Thank you. We're not dealing with the same weather prospects as you are up there in the high country. Looks like we're going to get just some cloudiness, but no significant rain activity. When I check the forecast, however, it's pretty clear that you're going to get some activity up there tonight and maybe even into tomorrow.
It's what I've been reading as well, and we're pretty much set for it. I think we'll be okay. But if we get heavy, heavy rain for a long period, there's always some local flooding issues. But anyway, I hope that you and Schooner have a great evening, and you sound good on the EchoLink tonight, Rick.
Update the signal report. You guys have a good evening as well, and hopefully we can catch up tomorrow. AA1RD, K1JOP will be clear. 73, Bob.
I'll look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. This is Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta. I'll be clear with K1JOP.
This is KO4ULP.
4ULP, hello, Alexander. Good to hear your voice. How are you doing today?
Finishing, kind of recovering from a cold here, but how about you?
Fine. Anita and I have been, she's been planting some early plantings for springtime, and I've been working away on radio, all sorts of radio things, so I'm doing well. And how was your spring break?
Spring break, we're probably going to start on Tuesday. That's where we're headed down to Florida.
You're heading to Florida next week, is that what I'm to understand? Know when you come back, because I got a whole bunch of stuff for you. Been doing some work on the 3D with the 3D printer, and got a bunch of stuff in that I think you and I can go over and see if we can add it to the design. But anyway, hey, how's Nicholas doing?
And also had an idea with the rotary switch where the design they're working on. It has threads below the switch, so if we could 3D print something that those threads would screw into, which then should create a watertight seal.
Do that, and the 3D printer does a pretty good job printing threads, as long as they're not super small and super fine. But at that gauge and diameter, it should be fine. Well, very good. Well, listen, give my best regards to your mom and dad, to Nicholas, and to everyone else in the house, and I'm really glad you gave me a shout. I was talking to my friend Rick, who's a friend of mine from the Charleston area. He and a couple of other guys are hams down there, and I used to hang out with them a lot before I moved up here, and Rick and I keep in touch every couple of days just to make sure everything's going well, and so he joined on EchoLink.
Pretty cool. And the 10 meters from me, I seem to do fairly good. I just made a contact to Puerto Rico a few minutes ago.
Alexander, I hope you're keeping a log, because it's really cool what you're doing, and that's great. And I heard I have a very close friend from Bulgaria. He's a mechanical engineer. He worked for me for many years. And I was listening yesterday afternoon, and central Bulgaria was just booming in here on 10 meters. I mean, like they were next door. So the band conditions are really starting to rock and roll on those higher bands. So that's great. You just keep that up, and keep me informed on all the successes you have in terms of your contacts.
Will do.
Good evening. Say hi to your mom and dad for me, and we'll talk again when you get back from Florida. Thanks for giving me a shout. I really appreciate it. This is Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta. I'll be clear on your final.
Good evening. Have a good rest of your evening. I look forward to getting together again. This is Kilo Oscar 4, uniformly up a paw clear.
LP N4ZLK. Hey, Alexander, how are you?
Not yourself.
I haven't talked to you in a long time, but it's good to hear you. Been wondering about you. I'm glad you're still involved in the radio. And congratulations on that Puerto Rico contact. I won't hold you. I'm about to work, but I heard you in there. I was about to give Bob a shout and say hello. So hello, Bob, if you're listening. I haven't talked to you in a while either. But anyway, you two have a good day. I'm really glad to hear you today. N4ZLK clear.
Very good rest of your day. This is Kilo Oscar 4, uniformly of Papa clear.
Okay, AA1RD.
N4ZLK.
It's good to hear your voice, my friend, and I hope all is well with you. Thanks for giving me the shout-out. I just wanted to shout back, and I hope you have a very safe evening out there. Weather's not going to be so great, so if you're out there navigating in it, you'll be in our thoughts.
Yeah, got to make a trip to Spartanburg, which isn't far, but then down to Atlanta. So Hopefully it'll blow over and I'll get through it. But I appreciate it. Good to hear you, Bob. I haven't heard you in a while. I just wanted to say hello. You guys have a good weekend. N4ZLK, 73.
Shane, thank you very much for the shout. And you take care as well, and we'll talk soon. This is Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta. I'll be clear.
NLK, KF4NXY.
Been here long. How are you? N4ZLK.
Okay, I'm safe at home, and the weather's not doing too bad here, but I heard you say you're going to be heading to Spartanburg and then down to Atlanta, so be careful out there. It could get wild and woolly. You'll be in our thoughts. Man, be careful. KF4NXY.
Dave, I appreciate that. I will try. That's all I can do. And if I have to pull over, I will pull over. But anyway, thank you for the best wishes. You have a good evening. KN4, or KF4NXY, N4ZLK.